Brittany. Noelle's calling in on my phone, so we're using Duval's for you. Okay. Oops.
Margaret. What is it?
I don't know.
No, he's still there.
Okay.
He's still there. Can you hear us?
Okay, I call this meeting, or the Special Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness to order at 2:33 p.m. in Conference Room 406, 4th floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. We'll move to agenda item number 2, roll call.
Berrigan?
Present.
Blair?
Present.
Cook?
Present.
Crooks?
Present.
Duval?
Present.
A quorum is present.
We'll move to agenda item number 3, public comment. Is there any public comment? Or Senator Krupe?
I wasn't on.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Krupe?
Present.
We'll now move to agenda item number 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move to agenda item number 6A, discussion of the Spring Health Week. So PacFit has asked us to give them suggestions for the Health Week. I do believe that's still going to be the first week of April, but I'll check when we have our meeting on Friday. If any of you can attend the PacFit meetings, they're Fridays at 9 a.m. Usually somewhere in the Center for Student Engagement. So does anyone have any ideas for the Health Week? I know they want to do different days, like a mental health day, a physical day. I think sexual awareness day, too. I'm trying to think of what the last one is. Mental, physical, maybe social. But I think what Vice President Springmeyer is currently doing, he's trying to get a speaker, and I don't know if that got moved into April, because I know he'd wanted it around this time, so I don't know what the status of that is. But any suggestions or things you would like to see with the Health Week?
Maybe for mental health, I think that if we could talk to counseling services and getting puppies in for that.
Okay, I like that idea. And they're always excited to do stuff, so maybe we could have a bigger event. I bet the quad will probably be closed by then, but we could probably move it somewhere else, like to in front of the library or something. Center then.
I know Delta Gamma just did their smoochapooch. We could see how they did theirs, and hopefully that won't infringe on their fundraising.
Yeah, that'd be great to have a room full of stars.
I have a question. Sorry, I can't really tell whose hand's out right now.
I'll talk to Senator Crooks.
Are these going to be more like speaker-y type things, or is it going to be like interactive, or can it just be like anything we want it to be?
I think they want to have at least one speaker, but I'm not sure which day that'll be for. It'll probably be like a physical / mental health speaker. And just have someone overcome troubles for that. But I think the rest of it, they're just trying to have enough ideas of what would be interesting for students.
And it's like on their budget, right?
I think so. And I don't think we have to plan any of it. I think that'll be more towards put on programming.
I feel like we should do something that's like something that people can like take with them. Like, it's kind of a stretch, but like for mental health, I know that it would be cool to have something where like a card making station. And like, I know it sounds really corny, but like having a station where you like make somebody a card. We could have like created cards that they like add in their own words or something, or like a water bottle sticker station, or I don't know, something that's like, because remember when Kaden did that camp thing and people got like their face painted and like there was like tons of stickery things and whatever, like everybody really liked that. And if we were trying to make it something like fun, it could be a good idea to have something where people like do an activity or something and like take it home with them, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But that's just my 2 cents.
I like that. I also like the sticker suggestion. Senator
Kirsch? I was going to say have a speaker of some sort, but also what if we did health packs like we did for the Wolfpack Wellness Project? Because like, those were a huge hit, and they were super cheap, too.
Okay.
So, I mean, we were out within, like, the first hour and a half, right?
Mm-hmm. Senator Duvall?
I looked at the five aspects of health. It's mental, emotional, physical, social, and spiritual, although there's a different version that's physical, financial, spiritual, self, and relational. So
I think it would go more with the
yeah.
mental, physical, I guess social. I'll write those down.
Do you not like spiritual? Really?
I just don't know if that's what we want to do for the community. Because they only want to do 4 days, like Monday through Thursday, too. So you have to pick the top four mm-hmm. that people would like to do.
If we were to do something like that, then we could do, like, yoga and meditation, though. It doesn't have to be denominational or spiritual. Or that could be fitted in into emotional.
I think that would be better for emotional, and then you can also do things that people want to do, like meditation, or, like, another way, like, find a religious group if you would like that for emotional support. I think would be a better way to tie it in.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Cook?
I mean, environmental health, or environmental is also a dimension of health. Like, what if we, I don't know what we could really do, maybe like a, gosh, like, I don't even know what we could do for that, but I definitely think that we should come up with something.
Senator Duvall,
a trash pickup, or like a park
cleanup? Yeah, I was going to say something like that, like around the quad, or like, even like a, like a recycling competition or somehow, but I just don't know how you do that really. Like that would last the entire week, you know?
Senator Duvall?
We did do a recycling competition for Earth Day, and those are both in the spring, so I don't know if we want to do that exactly.
I do have a point later for Earth Day, but if you want to hold on for the next discussion with that. But I kind of like the idea of doing like a cleanup, and maybe we could have a competition of like, used to make groups, and then whatever group like picks up the most the most garbage over the week gets something. I don't know. That'd be one way to do it. Senator Ball?
Where would they pick up garbage?
We'd have to organize that. Either like have bins like that they can like drop it off at a central location that's just kind of semi-monitored or something.
Where would Health Week be stationed throughout the week in the quad?
Quad usually at that time is roped off for graduation so that it looks nice. And so I think the aim of it would mostly be in front of the library just because that's the next biggest grassy area. Hilliard isn't huge, but they may have some events out there. And then if they have a speaker, they would do that at the Joe. I don't know, what else would you guys like to see? Anything to take back to them? Senator Duvall?
I know my sorority's done like a group Zumba thing, or that could be fun for physical. I mean, you mentioned yoga, but physical, just teaching people different exercises.
Yeah, I know at one point they're going to do a fun run for the semester. I don't know when that is. It might be a 5K, and it's, like, going through Rancho, like, coming and ending at the quad. So maybe they could tie that in, but I don't know. I also don't want to infringe on the dance marathon for raising money for charities, like cancer charities. I keep getting emails for that, and that's happening sometime in the next couple months. So I don't want to have, like, too many of those events. I'll look into that when I report to the outfit. Is there anything for, like, a social wellness that you guys would think would be cool? I kind of like the idea of the cards, but maybe, like, giving cards to other people, like, you write one to give to a stranger. I don't know how receptive people would be with that, but Senator Duvall?
You could collect cards for veterans or children who are sick in the hospital. Really, a great idea. It's really cute.
Mm-hmm. Well, if no one has any more ideas, we'll move to the next point. So we'll move to agenda item 6B, discussion Earth Day event. So I thought it would be cool if we did an Earth Day event or like a cycling competition or just something. And we could also pair this with clubs, suggest it to the environmental club. I think they're probably doing something. I know they have a speaker tonight about people who are protesting, I think, the Dakota Pipeline. So they're very much into like bringing people on campus and organizing things. So if you guys are interested in that, we can coordinate with them, maybe do something. Senator Cook?
I think you should definitely talk to like clubs and orders about that, because I feel like if you did a competition between like the Greek houses or something like that, then not only would there be like a huge success with it, but like especially depending on the prize.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it would just, I think it would really take off if you hit that.
Senator Duval?
Yeah, last year we did the recycling competition just between the different RHA dorms. And the idea had been to reach out to Greek Life and other clubs, but we just couldn't do it at the time, so it was the first time that we'd ever done. And we also had a barbecue on the day of birthday and announced the winners, and it went on for a whole, more than a calendar, I think a whole calendar week is when we started the recycling. But I do think it'd be a great idea. The one thing though would be having specified bins to put it in. With RHA, they already had bins and collection system going, so figuring out the logistics is going to be the hardest part of that, but I think that's the way that makes the most sense to go.
Okay.
I mean, for the bins, you could probably just get those big, like, brute trash cans and then have them turn it in, like, at the end of every day or something like that.
Time to ball.
What was the thing that we used for collecting the clothes for wolf, the wolf run during homecoming? It's giant scales, right?
Director Beattie.
One of the program managers knew someone that lent them that scale for the night, but it was a giant scale, and then they threw everything in a UPS truck. Not UPS, but
U-Haul.
Okay. Yeah, so if we'd wanted to do that, maybe we could do, like, that whole week, because Earth Day is on a Saturday, April 22nd, so we could do that whole week, and maybe if we do it with clubs, maybe we can get enough people that at the end of the day we can, like, count or weigh how much recycling that they had at the end of each day, and then just put that with the rest of what Joe recycling, because don't we have bins and, like, big dumpsters for recycling? Do you know, Director Beattie? Okay, I can look into that. Senator Duval?
I had a contact for the RHA. I know they have a specific system because the LLC is now, like, a silver-certified building, so they have their own recycling system that they use, so a single stream. And I do think weighing it is going to be better than counting pieces, because it's easier to do, and also it's more fair. I mean, if you count, like, a tiny juice box versus a gallon of milk, it's different.
I think it would also be cool, and maybe we can contact Plant Club, maybe on Friday, to do, like, a big, or maybe just a small, like, table where people can, like, plant their own seedlings or something, or an event like that. I think that'd be a great way to also get the clubs organized and have an event that, like, has a little bit more advertising for them and do something for the students, kind of celebrate Earth Day. What do you guys think about it? Yes? Okay, I can contact Plant Club to that and to see if they're doing anything for Earth Day, or if they would like to pair with us. Maybe they can even get club funding by them also to have, like, soil and, like, I guess disposable cups, or the ones that when you plant them turn into nutrients for the plant. And this would be Friday, April 21st. Too. Okay. Is there any more suggestions for an Earth Day event? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move to agenda item 6C, discussion about creating a pedestrian safety initiative. So I've noticed as I've been commuting the last semester and a half that a lot of pedestrians, especially when you're driving up to campus, when they're transitioning from off campus on campus on those crosswalks, like, they do not pay attention at all on whether or not the car is going through or if they've stopped. They just kind of walk right into it, even in the light was pushed by someone else, and it's like off, and they're in the middle of it, middle of the crosswalk, and they don't pay attention. And I've just, every person I've like talked to who's not at the university and who is like had to come up here for an event, that's one of the biggest issues. They're like, how do people not pay attention on that campus? They bring it up and they're like, I don't like driving around campus because they're afraid they're going to hit a kid. And I was wondering if maybe we wanted to do an initiative, like sending out pamphlets to students or having a small presentation that would go in front of classrooms or go at student orientation about safe pedestrian techniques. Like, take out your headphones when you're going to go through a crosswalk. Pay attention. Double check. And just if we want to do something like that, I'm very much in favor of doing that, especially since the safe driving initiative we want to do kind of fell through because they haven't contacted me much, and it seems like our winter has really turned more into like a monsoon season rather than snow. So I'd like to focus on something related to that, and I think targeting pedestrians is very doable for us. Discussion. Senator Duval.
Would that be a specific event where people come to one of the ballrooms and we can talk, or is it handing out pamphlets?
I think it would be, what I would ideally like is to have some sort of video or something, maybe ASU1 run that is shown at orientation. I know they have a huge thing, but getting freshmen to pay attention to how they're walking, especially when they eventually move off campus and if they're close to campus, that may solve some of the issues on Sierra Street if we don't get the lighting there that we want near the dorms. I think freshmen would be a good way to contact them, and doing a video that can be reused would be an easier way, I think, to get the information out. Maybe it can even just be a couple minutes and be shown on like some of the screens, because you had it pretty dramatic, and you don't have to have a lot of people talking in it, and you have like big like words or something. I think you could have it like playing in the background on some of the screens we have. Senator Duval.
We had a meeting November 21st with various other people. You were there. Michelle Horton was there. Parking Services was there. And what we discussed was including pedestrian safety as a part of our Safe Underground project, which looks like it might not happen. And then reaching out to Chief Garcia as a contact with the city on getting more crosswalk and road safety lights on North 9th and North Sierra.
That's their contact, right? That they were going to follow them?
Yeah, and okay. She did. She CC'd me in that email. But it didn't really go anywhere. Are we still interested in pursuing getting another safety light?
The one they were looking for was more the South Campus one, right? Or is that one already in place? Because I think it's the one like right on the street that's behind Morrill Hall. I think it's either what they're currently going to upgrade, or is the one that they want to upgrade first. We'd have to check back in with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we should follow up with that, because I think Chief Garcia was supposed to ask about the one on Sierra Street near the Nine Circle, whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah.
But so we'll follow up on that, and then do you guys have suggestions for the initiative, or do you like maybe asking Inkbot if they can help us with a video or something for it?
I mean, like, maybe put signs in the dorms, like, talk to RHA, because I feel like most of the people who don't really think about it are freshmen. I mean, because they're newest around here, you know, like, they're like, oh, this is cool, I right away press the button and just walk across without looking. So maybe put, like, signs to target, like, to, because I know when I was a freshman, I always read the flyers throughout the halls.
Mm-hmm. That actually is making me think maybe we could get signs near those posts that light up and be like, pay attention, or like just be like a little warning for those pedestrians, because I think that when they see the light flashing, they think they're safe to go. And like, sometimes that's not always the case. Senator Creepy?
We could also, I honestly don't remember where I saw this, but over winter while I was traveling, one of the cities that I was in, they had like a sign on the ground next to all their crosswalks that said, look up.
Okay.
Which, like, it seemed really dumb, but then I realized that, I mean, I saw it, so it wasn't dumb. So I was looking down at my phone, and I was like, oh, look up. And I was like, oh, crosswalk. Should probably be there.
I like that. Sorry,
going off that, like, I know the crosswalk by Mahler that goes right by Silver and Blue, like, actually talks and says, like, walk, walk. What if we got one of those, though? But, like, mm-hmm. said something different, like, look up. Or look both ways.
I like look both ways. Look up in the middle of the night if someone's crossing me. Freak them out. The other point, I don't know if this is something we can fix, but the one going on Virginia Street where it's that main street and then you have the Hub and Planet, whatever. Laughing Planet right next to it. And there's two crosswalks. I've noticed that one's particularly dangerous just because you have so much traffic going there, and sometimes someone will cross here, and because they see someone crossing, they'll try to go over here, and because you are watching the people further away, or you might be blocked by a car. I just noticed that seems to be a little bit more of an area that students could get hurt at, especially since people driving up Virginia, they're late to class, maybe not be paying as much attention. And I think it'd be safer if we actually reduced it to one crosswalk and then got a crosswalk between the Hub and the other side of that street so that they could just cross the main one. It's a little bit extra work for the pedestrians, but I think overall it would be better for both drivers and students because it's less that they need to pay attention to. Senator Creepy?
Kind of two things on that. That's, though, like, we can work with the city on it, that's kind of out of our purview, so we would have to definitely seek outside help.
Yeah.
But as well, there's a lot of regulations on, like, where crosswalks can be put relative to other crosswalks and to other lights. I mean, it's the same sort of thing where, like, the reason there's not a crosswalk between the Nye Canada Circle and the apartment buildings right there is because there's crosswalks too close on either side. So it's, like, it's just hard for, like, zoning purposes. But that would be something that we would have to work with the city for.
I would, at the very least, I'd like to send an email to the city of Reno and be like, this is a concern that we have. Like, maybe even get an explanation of why it's set up that way, just so that we've done something, I think, to talk about the issue with them. Senator Goodall.
So I have two things. I found that old email between Denise and Chief Garcia. So it was Evans and Highland, Sierra Street and College Court, Comstock Drive, and Virginia Street, all three of those.
Okay.
And so she asked him to pass it up to the city. He said if we had any funding available, and she wasn't sure, and then they stopped responding. So we can follow up on that to see if there's any more interest level in the city, although they might want to have some partial funding.
I think it would be prudent for us to at least ask around for some funding,
yeah.
Because that's something that enough students are worried about. We could probably find someone.
Also with that, I know that it is actually pretty well monitored and enforced, first-hand experience. Just because, like, the issue is also just pedestrians going with the, oh, well, I have right-of-way mentality, and, like, right-of-way doesn't save your life.
No.
So that's also kind of an issue because I actually, like, I've seen it happen to me as well, but I've seen cars just, like, going through the intersection, and someone will start to walk in the crosswalk, and they'll get pulled over. Like,
yes.
They're already in it, and someone walks into the crosswalk, and they'll get pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it is relatively well-enforced.
Yeah. Even if it's well-enforced, though, accidents can happen, and
yeah.
It's kind of like, we need to do more, I think, on the campus to make sure it doesn't happen. Senator Duvall?
So I was in contact with the Reno Transport Commission earlier in the summer about the intersection of 9th and Virginia, and they're actually going to be redoing this whole area. You can see the project online. The construction should be completed by 2018. It's not showed on this picture. But what they're going to do is, like, cut out where the Corkscrew is right now and put in one of those big, fancy bus stops that's disabled access, as well as redo the lighting there and then the lanes on 9th, because that area is really hard because you have two lanes coming west, and you only have one going that way. There's no designated turning lane, which is dangerous. So there should alleviate traffic concerns there, but I can talk to my contact there. I also have half a resolution written on that, but the construction wasn't going to be done until 2018, so I dropped it.
Okay. And it was, that may even influence the spot where I'm talking about on 10th Street, if they're changing all the lanes there.
So I think it's going to be no switching lanes.
Would you contact the person who told you about the different traffic changes that they're doing, and then maybe see, maybe this is for Garcia, or no, ask that person if they're also going to change 10th Street, if we need to even contact someone else in the city about that. Because it's just that spot on 10th Street.
On this one or this one?
Just one of them. Because it's that double part. Mm-hmm. Because what it is it's giving pedestrians, like, they don't even have a right-of-way all the time. Like, they can just keep going if they keep pushing the button.
Yeah.
And it's not really a good,
right,
it's not a good throwaway for cars, because it also backs up into the light. Mm-hmm. So just see if they're doing anything about that. Senator
Kirby. There's also quite a bit of detail on that in the university's master plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look at that too.
You mean changing, like, just all the routes because they're expanding?
Virginia and Evans are both specifically outlined in the master plan.
Okay.
Page 79.
Thank you. So, to wrap up this discussion, if we want to wrap it up, Senator Ball will contact her contact in who is giving her the transportation information. I will I will talk to RHJ and or I'll talk to Chris, maybe she can talk to RHJ, and then Inkwa, if they're willing to do a video or at least help us have some pamphlets for being a safe pedestrian, just to see if that's possible for us to do, especially getting that done before the end of the semester. Any other discussion on this? We'll give you updates for what we find next week. Okay, and then we can move to agenda item 6D, discussion of future legislation events. This is just if you guys had any projects that you wanted to bring up. Anything? Senator?
I'm going to get in contact with, I always forget his name, the guy, whoever's in charge of Lamar. He comes in and talks to us about how fitness centers come along.
I think it's Jim Fitzsimmons.
Yeah. I'm going to get in contact with him and see if I can work on the campus on the quad idea that I had when I ran.
Okay.
So,
I like that. And then, are any of you able to go to the PacFit meetings Fridays at 9 a.m.? No? Because you're welcome to go. It's free for anyone to go. I was curious because we, Senator Bradley and Senator Jordan are on it, but they're no longer on the committee, so I was wondering if anyone else wanted to go. Okay, that's okay. I can still go, so. We'll move to agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
I had a question, or not a question, but a suggestion.
Yes, some of your perks.
I was just thinking for Health Week, it might be kind of cool. You know those, like, Zen sand gardens? It might be cool if we try to do, like, a life-size one, like, in front of the KC, where, like, we could lay out, like, some kind of wood box or, like, tarp or something, and then just get a bunch of sand and, like, those rakes, and then people can, like, rake through, and we could get big boulders and, like, put them in there and stuff.
I really like that idea a lot. Like, awesome. That'd be really cool
okay.
to see.
Glad you like it.
That actually reminded me of something, a side point that I thought would be cool on our campus, is I think it'd be cool if we started getting murals in our buildings, and also, like, art students, maybe as, like, one of their senior projects, make the murals. And just kind of as a campus beautification thing. That would probably go through University Affairs, but I was just curious if anyone liked that idea. Or is like, no, we like the university, don't do murals. Senator Ball.
That really reminds me of high school, so they have to be really classy murals and not just paint on the walls, I think.
I was thinking something like the one that we have on the third floor near the bathrooms, the murals with the, where it's like the Search for the Hidden Clue mural. I think those are really cool. It's classy. And I think it would be a great way to also incorporate our colleges a little bit, because then if you had students in liberal arts make things for other colleges and make it pretty and I think it would just be cool. But definitely, like, it'd be a committee, not necessarily a Senate one, that would approve of the murals. We wouldn't just let our students do whatever they wanted. It'd be really... I think we get the results that we don't want. But I think there's just something, and maybe someone can write a resolution or suggest it to a department. I just think it'd be cool. Is there any more public comment? Nope. Seeing none, I'll move to agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 3:03 p.m. We have girls in my high school. Some of them are really good.
Can I ask you a clarification question about something?
Awesome. What are you going to ask?